Team South Africa in Davos this week at the World Economic Forum. The theme for this year's WEF is History at a Turning Point, Government Policies and Business Strategies. Minister of Human Settlements and the Head of Cabinet's Economic Cluster, Mameluke Kubai, is representing our government. We have a 35-strong contingent, including business representatives, the primary focus, promoting the country. And I've been asking you, how would you sell South Africa at the World Economic Forum? Also there for us is the presenter of The Money Show, Bruce Whitfield. Bruce, no snow in Davos this year.
Nice, Mandy. I tell you what, it is so nice and warm. It's weird. It's going to be a bit of rain this afternoon and through Tuesday and Wednesday, so that won't be pleasant. But for the first time ever, I've been actually able to appreciate the natural surroundings of Davos, have a look at the buildings and things, and not be worrying which, you know, where I'm putting my feet. I'm not going to slip on some...
Bruce? I think the good weather may have got to Bruce there, unfortunately. I think we've just lost him for a second. We'll try and get him. Oh, there you are, Bruce. You're back with us. We lost you for a second. So, Bruce, onto serious stuff. We have got Team South Africa there, Minister Mameluke Kubai. They have to sell South Africa to investors. It's going to be a hard sell, isn't it?
I think so, but there are a couple of good stories to tell here, Mandy, in terms of the fact that we had a Standard & Poor's upgrade over the weekend. It's a tiny upgrade. We're still deep in sub-investment grade, but the point is the data is showing South Africa moving in the right direction, which is important. I saw the minister briefly this morning. I'm going to go and catch up and interview her at about 2:15 this afternoon for an interview for The Money Show later. And she seems to be fairly upbeat about what South Africa is doing. There are also lots of private sector participants. Davos used to be a place where, you know, 100 South Africans would come. So this is a very small delegation. The delegations over the years have become smaller and smaller and smaller as it's become tougher and tougher to represent South Africa in a convincing fashion. And as you sit here and you listen to the sorts of levels of conversations, the world is less interested in South Africa than ever before. The story, it needs a better story to sell, frankly. And so there's lots more work to do before South Africa can truly come back here and fly the flag and any really meaningful fashion. Right now, history at a turning point. The war in Ukraine is far more critical to the ears and eyes of the people at Davos. There's a far bigger issue, of course. This is a war that is happening just around the corner in Europe, and it's made people very, very unsettled. Volodymyr Zelensky has just addressed the huge Congress room here, 1,000 people in a room listening to every word, a very emotional Zelensky appealing to the world for its attention, and certainly very pleased that that many people at Davos are this interested in the story of Ukraine. In fact, Russia House, which has always had a very central and prominent place on the promenade here in Davos, has been turned into a sort of a protest venue. I plan to get over there a little bit later on, but it's an anti-war crimes venue. So the tone in Davos is very much one of anti-despotism in a world where, you know, things have got a lot quite scary. Oh, here comes John Kerry. There he is. John Kerry just walking past. And a moment ago, I saw the former Bank of England governor, Mark Carney, come past. The ZZC bishop, Bishop Lekhanyane, has just come past as well. And so, yes, this is, I'm sitting in a really good and prominent spot here as people come wafting past. everyone's attending Davos. It's kind of weird.
We'll just keep you on there while you celebrity spot and politician and religious leader spot. Just before I let you go and hobnob over there, I did send you a WhatsApp message this morning saying, why is the president not in Davos? Is that significant at all?
He didn't come last time either in 2020. He's got to come with a really good and convincing story to tell, and I guess that's what's beneath it. I don't know the official reason. The official reason is everybody planned to come in January. It was postponed to this month, so everyone's busy. There are lots of meetings happening, intra-African meetings and all sorts of other meetings happening. So goodness knows what the real reason is. My sense of it is that he would prefer to be in Davos with a really convincing story to tell, because I think when he does come here, there will be a huge amount of interest in everything that he does have to say, and he needs the data to back up a visit. He needs the good stories, the really good stories to tell. Hopefully January 2023, when the next meeting comes, if he's managed to consolidate his power base and he can actually start calling the shots within the country itself, he'll be a far more credible face here in Davos. But I wonder if he's staying away just because it's a hard sell right now.
Mm. Well, Bruce, enjoy Davos and enjoy spotting everyone and rubbing shoulders there. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Bruce Whitfield, the presenter of The Money Show. He's in Davos at the moment. Team South Africa is there. It is a hard sell, but as he says, there are some good stories to tell. There always are some good stories to tell, but the president not there. And as Bruce suggests, maybe it's because the story is just not quite good enough yet.